You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
We back again, talking about the issues that face men. Big C.
Yes, sir.
What you been up to today, man?
Not much. Just getting prepared for the show tonight. You know, what's up to everybody who's listening in, who's tuning in. Got an issue with our Facebook live feed right now, so just bear with us. We're going to get something on the screen here in a minute.
Okay, sounds good. We got a little, you know, we're still working out all the kinks and everything and doing what we need to do, you know, to get this show up and running. So everything's going good. Everything's going good right now, but like I said, it's a work in progress. But definitely, man. So the topic today, what's the topic today, Big C?
Game recognized game.
Game recognized game. All right. So when we say game recognized game, what are we talking about, for man? What's going on out here in these streets?
You know, it's just a matter of what different things going on in relationships, different games people play, men and women. So, you know, now we're just talking about we're just bringing it to the light.
Okay. So, you know, really and truthfully, I think that there's three areas of game plan that I see that's going on right now. So, you know, if we can, we're going to try to explore, you know, those three areas right now and look into it, because, you know, it's kind of difficult out here right now in these streets. I see, you know, the women are definitely trying to play some games that men have been playing for years, and, you know, it just doesn't work. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, why we all got to play games? How come we just can't be real with everything, right?
I agree,
most definitely. So, you know, one of the first games that I see that's going on right now, you know, that a lot of the women out here are trying to play with the men is, you know, they're trying to, you know, work the sex thing going. You know, they tend to think that they have the power because we, you know, may want what they have down between their legs. What you think about that, Big C?
Well, since we are physical beings, that could be a little bit true. But again, you got to understand that, you know, at some point in time, you got to want more than just what's between the legs, because what's between the legs ain't going to help you become a better man and help you build a better relationship. So you got to want more than that.
Well, you know, I think social media, reality TV, all these things have served to be a detriment to us, because, you know, we've definitely become physical in our nature. It seems like everything is about physical attributes as opposed to, you know, what people are, you know, feeling in their heart and what they're feeling in their mind right now. You even got the sisters out here, you know, talking about, I see the posts every day out on Facebook, you know, that, talking about men too much up in their feelings. So what's up with that?
Well, I think it's because, it's because a lot of men have become a little bit more emotional than normal. And since we talked about this last week, since it seems like the roles have reversed, women are a little bit more dominant, men a little bit more passive, I think that's where they're getting that from, you know, thinking that we're just sensitive in our feelings and just, you know, crybabies and all that kind of stuff when we can't get our way, which some of that may be true, but it just depends on the man you're dealing with.
Okay, but the women did say that they wanted men to be more emotional, you know, wanted to get into their emotions a little bit more and, you know, try to be a little bit more sensitive. So you're saying that the men are being oversensitive right now?
Yeah, I know it's a few guys out here looking like Mitches. I mean, you know, but
What was that term again?
Like Mitches.
Mitches.
You know, get your thug face on a little bit. You know, these women, they want something a little bit more masculine. And, you know, some of these dudes out here are Mitches. You know, you want to go cry in the corner. You know, I think the problem is, too, you know, when you wear skinny jeans a lot, you know, sometimes that may, you know, take you back a little bit, because the only person should be wearing skinny jeans and tight jeans is the women. Fellas, stop wearing that tight stuff. It's making you draw back up. You know, when puberty hit, they drop down.
Uh-huh.
They don't supposed to go back up.
They ain't supposed
to go back up.
So we ain't never going to see Big C in those skinny jeans.
Negative.
Big C
shops in the Husky section. I know my place.
All right, ladies. You heard it right here. Real men chopping it up.
Chopping it up. Chop, chop.
Chop, chop, chop.
You don't want to be having an Impala or a Kia.
No.
Sorry,
well, we took that station break for identification.
If you're driving a Kia or Impala, please move your car at this time.
Exactly. Yep, we are going live here. We are going live. Yep.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you once again. We here is me, the chef in the house, aka the Green Eyed Monster, aka Max Julian, going at him right now. And if y'all know. Y'all know about Max Julian. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Pimp.
I'm here with my boy Big C.
A.K.A. the Pied Piper, a.k.a. SBP. You don't need to know what the SBP stands for.
Lord.
But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I see people coming on our Facebook Live. It was supposed to be on our page, but since we have some issues with this key for our page, thank you for joining in on my page. What's up to everybody?
And I'm also broadcasting off of my page, too. So right now, once we get the technical issues worked out, you will be able to get us on the live feed off of Podcast Detroit. We are coming to you live right now from the beautiful city of Royal Oak.
Yes, sir.
And we are talking about the topic, game recognized game. But it's just amazing to me, Big C, man, how these women, man, these females, man, they trying to emulate the men and do the things the men be. See, they trying to be players like the men, but it just ain't working.
And why do you think it's not working, though?
Well, because, see, women too caught up in their emotions, man.
All right.
You know, men, see, we ain't thinking with the emotions. We just thinking, you know, look, we see, we want, we destroy, we kill, we hunt, we eat, okay? Females, they trying to do this thing, but, you know, it just ain't working. Okay, case in point. You remember we was having this conversation about, you know, a certain young lady that both of you and I know at the job, flight attendant, okay?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, she came, you know, trying to talk to me a little bit and trying to tell me some things.
All right.
But, you know, the thing is, see, she started talking too much.
Okay.
She started letting the feelings come out, the emotions. And I got to seeing some things and I said, you know, I just don't think that you're the right one that I need to be messing with right now because I see what you all about.
Okay.
Okay. Whereas, you know, most guys, we going to play it close to the vest, you know?
Yeah, just a little bit. We're going to let our intentions be known, but also kind of keep ourselves from jumping in, you know, feet first.
Right, feet first. Kinda,
you know how you put your toe in, test the waters.
I mean, okay, good point. We put our toe in, test the waters. I ain't even been out on a date with her. Ain't even kissed her. Ain't even held hands with her. And she already talking about it wouldn't be advantageous to be in a relationship with me. How do women jump from point A to point Z? I just don't get it.
It could be based on what they want, bro. You know. There's, how can I put this without offending anybody? You know, we all know that women looking for that emotional attachment. They want that guy who's going to be there, you know, every day, all day, and that's fine. That's what you're supposed to have. But again, let's take the baby steps because some women would think that we try to progress them, you know, instantly into sex, but they trying to progress us instantly into marriage and they want a boyfriend with marriage, with husband qualities. But if we want a girlfriend with wife quality, like, you ain't getting that till you put the ring on the finger. So it's a whole bunch of stuff going on that I think it's just the fact that we aren't really truly talking to each other like we need to talk to each other and just kind of bring it together a little bit.
I agree with you on that. You know, see, here's the problem. Okay, most of these women out here, now, they used to dealing with the boys, okay?
Yes, sir.
The boys who don't know what they want, don't know what they want to do. They thinking with, you know, the package downstairs as opposed to, you know, the mind up here, right?
Yes, sir.
But real men know what they want. They know what they after. They know where they want to go. Real men got vision, okay?
Okay.
And see, here's the thing.
Preacher.
You know, see, here's the thing. You know, you have vision. So let me ask you this, Big C. Is it your intention to sleep with the woman on the first date?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because for men, you probably will lose a little bit of respect for, and you would question in your mind how many other dudes have been able to get what you got on the first date.
Exactly.
But I'm kind of like a devil's advocate on that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because at this day and age, we adults. If the vibe is like that and it leads to that, then that's something between you and that person that you're adulting with. I mean, then again, like I said, we look at it two different ways, and it's not really right or wrong. when it comes to, like I said, looking at somebody thinking like, oh, you did this with me, who else you did it with? But then at the end of the day, this different generation, this different mindset, this different mentality, it's some women out here, that's all they want from you.
Right.
You know, they don't want that commitment. They want you, they want a maintenance man.
What?
Come
okay.
through, take care of a little something, then go on about your business.
Okay. And see, these are the things that you need to talk about, okay? You need to have the conversations to see where you're going, you know, before you actually go there, okay?
Right.
You know, lay the rules down.
Real quick, though, I want to shout out everybody that's joining me live, my brother, my boys, some people that I know. Trail, no, this is a podcast, but just keep watching, bro. We're going to be on the radio soon. We're going to get these ratings up. We're going to get these sponsors, so just keep watching us. This is Real Men chopping it up. Coming to you live from the studio in Royal Oak on a podcast every Wednesday, 8 to 9.
Yes, sir. And I want to give a shout out to all my Delta peeps that's checking me out on my page. I got Miss Laquana checking us out. My boy Jay McKinney, he in the house, you know, checking everything out. Got my girl Shelly Armstrong. Oh, Jackie Jefferson just popped on. We wanted to say
Jay McKinney, you better not have on that leather walking in the raincoat.
Jay McKinney was Jay McKinney was sporting that shaft leather coat on that boy.
I saw you and him walking in the rain.
Nah, you ain't going Orange Juice Jones.
Jay McKinney was like, yeah, come on in this room. Yeah, ain't nothing there for you. Yeah.
You ain't going Orange Juice Jones.
I saw you with that hush puppy shoot come kick wearing.
But here's the thing, getting back on point, man.
Yes,
you know, ladies, you need to, you know, specify what you want and what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're looking for a husband, then you shouldn't be looking to lay down with the man on the first date, the second date. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to be real with y'all, okay? My beloved wife, who's in heaven right now, you know, Big C, when we first started dating,
okay,
you know, it was almost, I think about 3.5 months, man, before we even kissed. Okay. And the only reason why that went down like that is because I knew that I was in love with her.
Okay.
I knew that she was the one. And I knew that once I went there with her, it wasn't no going back.
Absolutely.
So I had to respect that, you know.
Okay.
I had to understand, you know, and see things like, you know, that way. So, ladies, I'm saying the same thing to you. If you're looking for husband material, don't be looking to give it up on, you know, date 1, 2, 3. You know, make him work for it a little bit. Make him kind of wonder. You know, all we did was talk on the phone. We went out on dates. And at the end of the night, took her up to a door, walked her up to a door, you know, kind of looked at her a little bit. And there were several times I wanted to lean in for the kiss. Don't get me wrong. You know, I wanted to go there. But I held tight because, like I said, I wanted to respect, you know, what we had and what we was trying to build. Now, you know, you do have those women out there that, you know, don't want that. And that's cool, too. But they need to make that known.
Absolutely.
So here's part of the problem. They're not making the rules known. They're changing the rules. You know, they're calling an audible on the play on the line of scrimmage. How did they do that, C?
I don't know, bro. I mean, it's a game. You know what I'm saying? Like we talked, the topic of the show is game recognized game. So we know there's games that we both going to play to try to advance. You know, Steve Harvey came out with the book, you know, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And so a lot of these women, you know, got a little smarter a little bit, you know, in that aspect, you know, from reading the book. But they already knew what to do. It's just sometimes, you know, smooth talker come in and tell them everything they want to hear. And it's a different story. But at the end of the day, I think I can't. Now, ladies, this is my to you. I can't fault the women for how a guy approaches them. My thing is this, if you are a man and you're interested in a woman, you really want that woman to be more than just a girlfriend, more than just a booty call, more than just a one night stand, then you're going to approach her differently. And you're going to approach her in the sense that this is who I want to be with. This is what I want to do. And so I think as men, we need to step our game up because these women are bypassing us every day. You know, they're getting these corporate jobs. They get to the point to where now, like I said last week, we become acquisitions. We don't become, you know, that person they need to go on to the next level because they've already reached those levels.
They've already reached that.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's up to us to step our game up to truly be with the women of this day and age, because the women of this day and age are getting to the point and getting into the mindset where they don't need us for nothing but that.
Okay. Okay. So let's segue into that. The game they playing with the financial realm.
Hold on one second. Everybody that I see on my Facebook live page saying it's buffering. Excuse that. I got a pretty bad connection in here. We're going to have Facebook Live fed in next week. We thought we was going to have it this week, but something's wrong with the security key. So just bear with us. You know, if you can't see it on my page, go to Eric Lomax's page. He's live in it too right now. So just bear with us. We're going to try to do the best we can. You know, this is our second show. So we're still working out some kinks, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So like I said, so they playing games with the financial realm.
I don't think they're playing games. I think they're just, I would say this, ladies, you know, I got to play devil's advocate. Ladies, if you're in a position to where, just say you're struggling or you're living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe even you living comfortable. But is it truly fair for us to come into your life and you have a monthly expense of $4,000 a month and we got a monthly expense of $2,000 a month? And then when we come into your life, now you want to take two of that thousand, add it to us for your monthly expense to show that we can take care of you or we can provide for you, when technically I'm not supposed to provide for you until I put a ring on your finger. Now, as your boyfriend, as your man, if your lights get cut off, I ain't going to go buy you some candles. I ain't going to tell you to come to my house. If I got the money, I'm going to pay your bill. But just meeting you and just getting into a relationship with you, that should not be my obligation right off rip. So if you're living to a point to where you can't really afford it for yourself, it's kind of unfair for me to come in and I might not have that much overhead for you to feel like, oh, okay, well, since you're here, you can help me with this. You know, let's being financially secure comes with a bunch of different things. And once we get together, we should be able to move forward, move up. Not, I shouldn't come in and have to try to save you. Then we move up. And then now we're struggling to make, you know, build that empire we're talking about building, when at the end of the day, we can't build it because we got to get out of debt first.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the flip side to that then.
What's up, then?
Okay, so the flip side is,
this
what
is
about
the flip side? By
what
Max
about the
Julian.
Women? What about the women that's out there making the money? They handling their business,
right?
You know, but let's say you on the come up.
Okay.
Okay. Now they looking down their nose at you, you know, talking about, well, you don't have what I have, you can't provide what I'm used to, so you're not a viable candidate.
And that's fine. And I have to understand that. But again, I just saw a thing with John Gray, Pastor John Gray. He said that his wife was like a coat that was three sizes too big for him that he had to grow into, and that she helped him become the man and she sacrificed for him to become the man that he is now.
So there
now,
it is.
Now, with that said, I'm not saying if I come into a relationship with a woman who's making way more money than me that I'm looking at her to help build me. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not looking for somebody to clean me up and, you know, fix me up and all that. No, I'm not a project. What I will say is, if I meet a woman who makes more money than me, then I want to sit down and pick her brain and find out what she did or what I can do or point me in the right direction. Because if a woman sees something in you, I think she'll be more willing to help you get to that next level. And that could just be motivation. That could be staying up at night with me to study while I try to get a degree or whatever. I had a friend of mine on Facebook who said, you know, I saw a stat one time. Stat said if a man make $1,200 a month or something like that, or whatever it was, that he ain't worth the effort. And the young lady came on the stat. She said, my husband didn't make that. She said, but I talked him into going to CDL school to get his CDL license to drive a truck. Now he make six, seven figures driving trucks. And now he's coming back to help her move up the ladder.
Right.
So she saw something in him that was more than the money. She saw something in him that was the emotion, that was the man he could be, the potential, which some people nowadays, they ain't marrying, they ain't messing with potential. But at the end of the day, this woman said, I love the way you treat me. So forget about the money. Let's figure out how I can help you get more money.
Let the church say amen.
You know what I'm saying? So she took that man who loved her dirty panties, who loved her kids, who loved her cooking, and she sat down with that man. Instead, she said she knows so much about CDL driving, she should go take the test herself so she can drive with her husband. So come on, somebody.
So once again, that kind of goes back to vision, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, two people getting together.
Yes, sir.
You know, when they're coming together. And see, I know this, you know, from experience because, you know, being married to such a wonderful woman, you know, she now, I sacrificed for her. So okay. that she could go back to nursing school.
Yes, sir.
You know, she could go to nursing school, and when she was going to nursing school, she couldn't work.
Okay.
It was an accelerated program, and, you know, she wasn't able to go to work, so I had to take on all the responsibilities on myself. But we sat down together, and I looked at her. I said, baby, it's going to be, you know, kind of tough, but we're going to make it because I saw vision and I saw that potential. But
yes, sir.
Let me tell you, let me back up here for a minute. You know, one of the things
Again,
that I remember.
Sorry for the buffering.
Okay, one of the things that I remember about, you know, my beautiful, beloved wife and the things that, you know, made me really, really get into her was I remember we went out on a date and she straight up checked me.
Okay.
Kind of interviewed me. I thought I was on a job interview.
Right.
She asked me, she said, what's your 1 year plan, your 3 year plan, your 5 year plan? She said, where do you
read
see
the
yourself?
Steve Harvey book.
I didn't know she had read the book, you know. I'm just looking like, wow, you know, she challenged me.
Okay.
So, you know, I felt like, okay, fine. Well, and then I asked her, I said, well, what's your plan? So we both came together and right. kind of looked at each other and said, you know, okay, where are you going? Where am I going? And can we go there together?
Absolutely. That was a conversation y'all was supposed to have.
That's a conversation right there. And that right there let me know. See, real men, that let me know, oh, she got something going on that I want to be a part of, and she wanted to be a part of me.
Absolutely.
Okay? But what I'm seeing right now is a lot of females don't want, how can I put this in a visual term? They want the cake already baked with the icing, and they just want to sit down and eat. But they don't see what it took to get the cake to the end. They don't see that the baker had to put in the eggs, the butter, the milk, the sugar.
Right, the ingredients.
The ingredients. Mm-hmm. Bake it up in the oven and then frost it, and then it turned into the cake. See, they want the final outcome and just figure, well, you know, they can insert themselves in right here. So if you ain't got it together, I'm sorry to say, you know, I've ran into some ladies, if you ain't got it together, they don't have no haps for you. They don't want to deal with you. Okay? So they don't see the potential, I guess. They're not looking at the potential with you. And I was looking at a clip of Omari Hardwick on The Breakfast Club. He was on The Breakfast Club. And, you know, he was talking about how his wife, she was a noted producer and, you know, I mean, real big in the industry. And he was just an up-and-coming, struggling actor. But she saw potential in him. Right. And she got with him and, you know, took on, you know, the projects with him. And now, you know, look at him. That brother Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Okay? He up on you know, Power. He just did the new movie. He blowing up.
Right.
But see, saw the potential once
it's
again.
It's a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
I say, you just come from the poorest
part. That's
fine,
it.
Huh?
That's it.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Again, before you go on further, again, everybody, we're sorry for my phone is buffering. You know, I got a low network connection right now. Like I said, we're going to get this fixed next week. We're going to make sure we're on point and everything is running like it's supposed to. So just bear with us. You know, wherever you can hear what you can't.
What service you got, man? I got to get you up on the service, man.
Yeah, I got Sprint.
Okay. I won't hold it against you, man.
I'm sorry.
I know. I won't hold it against you, man. But it's cool. It's all good. Yeah. You know. But okay. So the main thing, though, that I see is that we're majoring in too many minors. We ain't looking at the big picture in all of this.
You got to write that down. Major in too many minors.
You know, we ain't looking at the big picture in none of this.
Okay.
We all come into the situation with some type of baggage.
Yeah.
It all depends on, you know, what type of baggage you want to deal with, right?
Very true. And if I want to help you unpack that baggage, you know,
if you want to help,
vice versa.
Right. You want to take on a project, right?
Yeah. If you want to take on a project.
Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, see.
I watch a lot of HGTV, so I don't mind projects.
It's a lot of emotionally scarred women out here.
Yes, it is. But, it's a lot of real butthead is the clean word I can say right now. Men out here that have a lot of issues because they've been hurt. So they want to go around, hurt everybody else. And then now you got hurt people, hurting people. And you got people coming in trying to put people back together. And you're dealing with trust issues. You're dealing with abandonment issues, dealing with all kind of issues that take a lot of time to get through. And sometimes, you know, you run out of time trying to make all that stuff, you know, try to fix all that stuff. And, you know, hey, it's just kind of like, unfortunately to say, it's like the nature of the beast, you know?
Okay, well, let's look at that. All right. Now, we can talk about from the male perspective.
Right.
Okay. It is. It's a lot of hurt brothers out here.
Yep.
But it's a lot of brothers out here that's dealt with, you know, economic forces,
right.
You know, forces outside of our control to a certain extent that has produced this climate.
Yes, sir.
But when you look at it from the female perspective, would you maybe say that, and what I'm really trying to get at here is when I talk to a lot of females, I kind of get the fact that they don't want to accept any of the blame for themselves. They want to point the finger at the man, mainly the man who hurt them,
right,
or the men who hurt them.
Right.
And then when the good guy come along, he got to pay for everything that was done wrong to this woman.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, matter of fact, case in point, T.D. Jakes' daughter, she put up a little video, right?
Okay.
And she was talking about, you know, she was talking about the perspective of women. You have to be able to look in the mirror at yourself and see what you bring into the table. Okay. I'm paraphrasing. See what you bring into the table. If you, you know, you have to self-examine in order to, you know, see if you together so that you can be the best possible person for that man.
Okay.
I love the video. I love what she had to say. I even loved it more that a woman was saying it. But the first comment in the feed was, yeah, well, you know, what this man, what these men out here doing, they have to do this, 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 and this. So. And then it just went down the whole feed, all the women chiming in about what the man needs to do. Why is it that they cannot just say, maybe I do bring some things to the table. Maybe I am doing some things wrong. Why is it that the focus always tends to come back on the men? I'm going to let you pontificate on that.
Is that a Max Julian type
word? That's a Max Julian type word right there.
Let me see if I can pontificate correctly.
Yes, sir.
I would just have to say that there's three sides to every story.
Okay.
Hers, his, and the truth.
Okay. Go for it.
And I know that for some women, not all, some women want to get their story out first so they can feel like, so everybody can come to them and say, oh my God, why he do you like that? Oh my God, how did you survive that? Oh my God, girl, you so strong. But when the whole story come out, it's like, wait a minute, she did what? Case in point, I got a friend who's logged on right now. I'm going to use you as a guinea pig right now. His ex-wife came in and like, hey, I'm moving to Florida. She didn't work out in Florida. She came back. She had her girls come over for a girls intervention, telling my boy, hey, you need to stay together for the kids. What about the kids? Don't get divorced because the kids. And y'all been together too long to let this one little thing destroy your marriage. So my boy was patient, sat back and said, are y'all finished? Because when I talk, I don't want to be interrupted. Once he got finished telling the story of what this hurt woman who wanted everybody to have her side had done throughout the whole relationship, the girl looked at her, looked at my boy, and was like, I'm sorry for coming in your house, mister, and telling you something and telling you all this stuff I just told you. And I think the girl gave him her number, like, when she leave, you know, call me. Because, again, some women just want to get their story out first so everybody can have their back and be like, yeah, girl, you right. They can have their bomb, you know, ice cream parties, you know, and wine and sit and watch movies and talk about and dog men out and say, we ain't nothing. He shouldn't have treated you like that. But how did you treat that man? See, like I said, there's three sides to the story, hers, his, and the truth. And the truth is always going to come to the light because what happens is once you do one person like that, then how come your girls are coming to your rescue with every relationship you have?
Right.
It can't be the man now at that point. After I would say after the third relationship of you having the same issue, you got to start looking in the mirror.
You hitting on something now, see.
You got to start looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
not every man is not a dog.
Yeah.
Every man is not a bad dude.
Yeah.
You know, but as Cat Williams said, what's wrong with you? You keep attracting ain't niggas. You feel me? It's something wrong with you.
It's something wrong with you.
Every man ain't a bad dude.
Once again, they don't want to look in the mirror. No, and maybe because it's painful, you know?
I would say absolutely.
Maybe it's painful for a woman to look in the mirror and say, I'm flawed, I'm scarred.
You got
to
start looking at the woman.
I got
in
these
the
issues. You know, going on and, you know, before I can go out there and be the best woman for that man, then, you know, let me get this together. Because once again, we all bringing our baggage to the table, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now it's up to me as the man, if I want to deal with your baggage.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, cause that's really what it all boils down to, you know? So we got all these things, these emotional issues. We got sexual issues going on. We got financial issues. What's the solution, see?
The solution for me, my thought process, the solution is when we come to that proverbial table to put all our issues, all our transgressions, all our shortcomings at that table.
Right.
Let's not just put them on the table. Let's do the Steve, you know, I'm gonna keep referencing Steve Harvey. What's up, you my mans? But let's make goals. Let's make short term and long term goals for our issues and problems. Like, how are we gonna deal with? Okay, here's an issue that can be dealt with in the first year of our relationship. So, okay, let's deal with these issues. Okay, now we're gonna deal with some more issues. Like I think you actually have to start knocking issues off the table, so that you don't have these issues going forward. Because if you feel like, if I sit across from a table from a woman that I think that this woman could be the last woman for Big C, the woman who's going to change the game, who the woman who's going to put the ring on her finger,
right,
and we're going to just progress through life, then we got to get this taken care of now, because I don't want these issues hurting us down the line some kind of way.
Right, right.
So if we got these issues and we at this table, let's talk about it. Let's see how we can fix it. Hey, I'm just saying. Nothing wrong with going through premarital counseling. Nothing wrong with talking to somebody about these issues and seeing how you can, you know, get these issues fixed. If you have daddy issues, you have trust issues, you have, you know, abandonment issues, whatever your issue is, give me that opportunity to deal with it. Like I hear a lot of women say, if a man step to me and say, hey, I just want sex, maybe I may want that too. But if you want a relationship, at least let that man or that woman give you a chance to decide if you want to deal with it or not. Same thing with an issue. If my issues are too much for you, then you say, nah, baby, I can't deal with that.
I can't deal with it.
I'm going to back away. No harm, no foul.
Right.
But once you say, okay, let's work this out, and now when my issues start surfacing, now you're like, oh, I can't deal with this. I didn't know it was this bad. I didn't know it was this, and this. Then you done wasted my time. Hey, man, quit waving at the people on the phone.
I want to take a quick station break, man. I got some lovelies on the line.
Max Julian is on his phone.
I got my girl Sonya Reeves on here checking us out. Hey, Sonya. I got Miss Tara Defoe checking us out.
Shout out to Rochelle, Darlene. You're going to be on the show soon. Erica Ridley, Nichelle Johnson, Courtney Lynn, Dara Washington, Jacqueline Thomas, Steph Penn, Anacelis Chelamel.
Uh-huh.
Was like... I was trying to make her my girlfriend in high school.
Uh huh.
That's a whole nother story,
Uh oh, wait a minute. We're putting it out here now. Big C.
Tubular man, my
Big
boy
C
Ed
putting
Sally.
It out here.
No, she married now, man.
She married?
Yeah, she married now.
She might leave him, though, since she's putting that out there.
I don't want that on my conscience or in my spirit. Tubular man, what's up? Renee Davis, what's up? Kimberly Thomas.
Oh, we got
Tubular
man on?
Yes, sir. Jody Heisenberg, what's up? Keyshore, what's up? Doll Baby Stocks, my cousin, what's up? Coretta Almond, what's up? Cottrell Van Leer, my brother, what's up, bro? Demetrius.
Got my boy Greg Baraka. Abner in here.
Welcome to the show.
He checking us out.
Again.
He checking us out. I got my sis on here right now, Miss Jocelyn McKinney.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? Real men chopping it up. Chop, chop.
Is that Jocelyn McKinney? Is that?
That's Jay McKinney.
James McKinney's wife.
That is the wife of Jay McKinney.
Okay. Jocelyn McKinney burned that coat.
Wait.
I saw you and him walking in the rain.
Okay, Jocelyn, he going off about the leather coat, you know.
And burned that jersey, too. You know? He looked like a pedophile in that Muppet jersey. Like, stranger danger. Stranger danger.
And, yes, we are up on Twitter. You can hit us at Real Men Chopping It Up. Chop at Chopping Men on Twitter if you got any questions.
Chop, chop.
That's right. So, you know, if you got any comments, any questions, hit us up on Twitter. We also, you know, want to take your comments and your feedbacks. We're going to deal with that on next week's show. We're just having some fun here talking about the things that men are facing out here in this world. So, okay, let's get back to what we was talking about here. Because one of the things that, you know, you said is we got to have a conversation, right?
Absolutely.
So, okay, I'm kind of looking at this like, you know, it's kind of like a meeting of the minds and negotiation, a business deal, right?
Yes.
What's the terms of your agreement, okay?
Yes.
And what you willing to do? See, I think, ladies, if you kind of put it out there and you just let men know up front where you at, what you're trying to do, what you expect, and what you're looking for, you can alleviate all of the problems that you're encountering.
And understand when we say what you want, what you expect, what you're trying to do, that does not mean telling a man, I need a man that got a house, car, and a job.
Okay.
Because if he ain't got that, then he can't talk to me.
Okay.
Because a house, car, and a job is not going to make that man a good man for your emotional needs, for your kids' emotional needs, for your sexual needs, for any need that you may have as a woman, for that security, that provide, profess, protect that you readily say. A house, car, and a job does not solidify a man as a good man to deal with all those things and be able to deal with them effectively and to be able to move you guys from one point in life to the next point in life. So just remember that. Again, disclaimer, I understand the importance of a man having a house, car, and a job, or at least a job and a car.
Yeah.
So he may be going through some financial things. Okay, fine, whatever. But I'm just saying, look for more than that. Look for a man who got all the mental, emotional, social, all those type of needs that you think you want, and then go from there.
Okay. So what you're really saying is that the man gonna make love to the mind and the heart before he make love to the body, right?
He should.
Okay.
That's not always the case.
It's not always the case.
Because some of these women out here get, excuse my language, dickmatized.
Well, they say it out here.
Yeah.
You know? They say it out here.
We're going to keep it real. We're going to chop it up. Keep it chop.
We're keeping it real here now.
Ladies, understand that once we get our little show going and get all the kinks and stuff out, we're going to have some women come in and we're going to go back and forth and see, you know, how close we are to the truth or if we can, you know, a melding of the minds or what have you. So don't worry. This is just our opinions right now. So I know y'all probably looking at the Facebook Live like,
Yes, ladies, we are going to give you a chance to voice your opinions. Coming up in the future, we are going to have you on. We are going to invite women on to chop it up with the men to kind of give your interpretation of things and see what's going on. But like I said, we just having some fun. We just sitting here talking about things that's out here. But let's get back to this. So, you always going to have problems when you leading with physical over, you know, spiritual.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I want to know the spirit of a woman. I mean, don't get me wrong now. Chef been out here, okay? Chef been out here a long time. And see, here's the thing. You know, back in the day when everybody was hollering about, you know, I'm a player. See, if you got to say it, then you ain't about it, okay? Because real players go under the radar, okay? Don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing and things out there. So Chef was back in the day doing his dirt. So I done been there, ladies. I done done that. I done seen that. But, you know, I guess, see, I'm a reform player right now, okay?
I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
Okay, so you just crush a lot. So reform player. But, you know, like I said, that's why the topic of the show today is game recognized game. Because right. I see the games going on out here, and, you know, I'm just looking at it like, really? This is still going on in 2018. You know, it hasn't changed. You know,
it's gotten a little different. It's gotten a little more watered down.
It's definitely gotten watered down. I think I think some of these men out here, well, I ain't gonna say men, some of these boys, you know, out here, they don't know what they're doing. Cause I see now I'm gonna give a shout out to the ladies here. Cause yeah. I see these ladies out here that, you know, is doing their thing. They got it going on. It's some good women. Fellas, it's some good women out here
that's
got it going on.
Absolutely.
But y'all need to step up to the plate.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you know, I ain't mad at you, but, you know, you got to aspire to something more than being a rapper, a basketball player, or
trying to hit the lottery.
Or trying to hit the lottery or something like that.
Trying to drop a demo.
Yeah, trying to drop a demo.
Got an underground tape.
Trying to get your podcast show up and going, you know.
Wait a minute, that's us.
Hey, that's us. Wait a minute. But we ain't got them problems. See,
no, we ain't got them problems.
We ain't got them issues.
We got 99 problems, but a woman ain't one of them.
99 problems, but a woman ain't one right now.
Again, let me say this to people who are on my live. I don't know if you're still on because I don't see nobody watching anymore, but... Again, we got low. My connection is low. I'm not sure what the chef's connection is doing. You know, I got
Sprint. My connection is good.
I think he got T-Mobile. So, sorry,
brother. Verizon.
Yeah. So I'm a little behind the times right now, but it's all good.
I'm going to bring you up, though.
We're going to get our stuff together next week for sure. And we're going to be able to take questions and all that kind of stuff. We're going to give out a number. You can call the studio and voice your questions and concerns.
Yep. We got a number then, where you can call in.
You can call in and we're going to really chop it up. We're going to give the ladies a chance to send us some messages, send us some questions and provide a little feedback. Cause we're not the experts on the situation. We're not the experts on the subject, but
we don't claim experts.
We just going from our experiences.
Yeah.
So that's all we can do at this point. But again, like I said, sorry for the inconvenience of the show not coming through like it was supposed to.
But ladies,
we're gonna take care of that though.
But ladies, on the real tip, my boy Big C out here looking to get cuffed up. Okay, I'm putting my boy Big C out here because it's cold out there.
I got electric blanket. I almost burnt myself, but I got electric blanket.
No, we got to replace the electric blanket. You know, my boy looking to get cuffed up. So ladies, if you are looking to cuff Big C up, you know, hit us up on our Twitter feed. You know, send in. You know, put your application in. You know, that's something. See, I saw today on there an application for Cuddle Buddy.
Oh, I posted it on my page.
Oh, you posted it on
somebody,
your page.
Somebody posted it. I was like, "Is this for real?" So I just went on ahead and said, "So you ain't got to get drafted. You can just apply."
Wow. Now with a Cuddle Buddy, what's that? That's just cuddling. That ain't nothing else, right?
Well, that's the gray area.
That's the gray area. Yeah, that's the negotiation.
Yeah, negotiation.
Part. Okay. All right.
What you bringing to the table?
Okay, I can do that. I can do that. You know what, Big C? I think we need to let him hear from my guy, our main man over here, Ryan.
Ryan, what you think about cuffing season?
Ryan, what you got to say about cuffing season?
So wait. So are we talking like just cuddling, kind of stuff?
Is that
cuffing season?
Yeah, that's cuffing season.
It's cold outside.
You know, there's some professional cuddlers out here now. They actually charging money to cuff.
They charging money to cuff.
I think we should start a business.
Yeah, I feel like I missed out on that. I don't know what I'm doing here or on this show. I got to get out of here.
You heard it here first. Ryan is going in business for cuffing season.
That's right. We got another candidate for y'all. We got producer Ryan out here.
You got Max Julian, the chef.
No, I'm good.
No, Max Julian needs somebody too. Yeah, he out here pimping with no hope. I mean, I'm sorry.
So Ryan, let me ask you this. Are you noticing any of these problems out here? First off, are you single or are you already in a relationship?
I actually just got married last week. Like 2 weeks, sorry.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right.
So, but yeah, I see it. You know, I do got some single friends that some do it right, some do it wrong. And I mean, obviously, you know, didn't do it perfect, you know, when I was single or, you know, trying to find girls and stuff like that. But yeah, it's weird out there, you know, especially with like social media and stuff now.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I sometimes hang out with some of my buddies and it's like I'm not hanging out with them because they're like talking to all these girls. I'm like, so is that like what you're doing now? It's like, and they don't even know who they are, you know? And
yeah.
It's
it's
just kind of weird.
Well,
you know?
Okay. I go with you on that because, you know, I checked out a couple of the dating sites, right?
Yeah. You got to catch up with the times too, and it's okay, you know? But
these women on the dating sites, they don't want to date.
Yeah. It's very true.
You know, what's up with that? I mean, why are you on a dating site if you don't want to date?
They make it they just
don't want to
jumping
date
through
you.
Fire, you know?
I tell you what, go back on that dating site and post a picture with your beard.
You're
going to shut it down.
Okay, ladies, we're going to take a poll out here right now to all of our ladies out here. What is it about the beard? Is it better with the beard or without the beard? If you like a man with a beard, then we want you to chime in. Hit us up at Chopping Men on Twitter. Let us know, would you take a man with a beard or without a beard? All right. So, you know what? We're getting ready to kind of wrap up some things right now, but we kind of want to segue out of this. We hope that you enjoyed us talking about, the issues that are going on with the men and with ladies and with dating. But you know what? See, we got some serious things going on right now.
Absolutely.
I want to give a shout out right now to the family of Jermell Roberson. And you might be asking yourself, who is Jermell Roberson? Jermell Roberson was the hero that was killed in the bar shooting in Chicago, Illinois.
Yep.
Okay. He was actually a security guard in the suburbs of Chicago, and he had apprehended the shooting suspect.
Right.
But
somebody was about to come in and do a mass shooting.
A mass shooting.
He stopped a mass shooting. Should be right now receiving the key to the city. Instead, they're receiving the key to his coffin.
Right, because he himself got killed by police.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to tell you here, and feel my heart on this. You know, I think we got a serious problem going on. You know, too many innocent people are dying.
Yes, sir.
And too many people are being shot. Botham Jean, we're going to shout out to him. He was killed in his own apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't even out nowhere. He was in his own apartment. We've got a definite serious problem here. But you know what? I'm going to speak love, because love overcomes hate.
Yes, sir.
Love overcomes fear. And I'm going to pray for everyone out here that we can have a spirit of love out here in these streets and in our cities for our fellow man, whether they white, black, Asian, Hispanic, brown. We all here together, and we all are a part of this great nation we call America. And we really need to really call action to this and begin to speak up, because these people are dying, and we don't need to be silent. What's your take on that?
First off, like you, man, condolences and prayers to the family, because I know it's hard to know that somebody's not coming home anymore. You're not going to see their face, their smile, hear their laugh. Again, it's tragic that police officers seem to be taught to shoot first, ask questions later. This man was like 6'4". He was an armed security guard for a club. He had on a shirt that said security guard. And for somebody to roll up and just immediately open fire without assessing the situation, without asking him to put his gun down to find out what's really going on.
Right.
I mean, it makes me wonder what these police officers are being taught and trained in the academy. And one of my brothers, a guy named Randy Randolph, he's a police officer. And once we get our show going a little bit more, I'm going to bring him in.
Okay.
And have him sit down and talk with us about what's going on.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, man, it's like, it's unfortunate that you see this play out in the media. It's almost like a black man with a gun equals death.
Right.
A white man with a gun equals let's take him peacefully. We don't want to, destroy his family. We don't want to destroy his life. We want to just take him peacefully and like the shooter in California, even though he killed himself, he did take out a couple cops, but they celebrated how they tactically moved in cautiously to try, even though those first responding officers, the one that got killed, and shout out and condolences to his family as well. But it kind of just gave a different image. Like, okay, in Chicago you have no tactics, but in California you're taught tactics. You're taught to assess the situation. Yeah, the one, like I said, the one officer got killed when he ran in to try to take
Right.
Shut everything down.
From the mass shooting at Thousand Oaks.
But at the end of the day, you know, this man, and he even hurt my heart more to find out that he actually had applied to the police academy and was possibly getting ready to start the academy. So let's just, I understand. Now, I've never been a police officer. I don't know how I would feel running into a situation where I know there's something going on that I heard somebody got a gun. But at some point in time, I think you have to be a little bit smart and use a little bit more tact, like we see on TV where people say freeze, like we see in the movies.
Right.
Freeze. Stop right there. Put your gun down.
Right.
You know, Chicago PD is one of my favorite TV shows. But they don't walk into a situation and just start shooting unless they shot at first. So then you almost can justify it. But they want to assess the situation and they want to announce themselves. Why are you not announcing yourself? Like, what happened to back in the day where you used to shoot to kind of stop you and not really kill you?
Right.
Now it's just...
Why didn't they taser him?
Anything. It could have did anything differently. You know, I don't understand that. And then go back, I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy who was driving home from school and his truck broke down. But you can hear a police officer in a helicopter like, that looked like a big, bad black dude. When his car just broke down, and he's trying to get home. But this man was leaving school and ended up dead.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I really think, and I hate to say it like this, but I think that we're feared, not because of we're bigger, we're faster, we're stronger. We're feared because for so long we have been held back, that if we actually came together and realized the power and the strength that we have, especially with our dollars, especially with our talents, that we could take over this world. And if you don't think that's true, do your history on Detroit, go back into the 50s and 60s or 40s and 50s or whatever it was, and the area that is now the DMC, that area right there by 75 going into Shane, that used to be called Black Bottom.
Black Bottom, my father told me
that was
it.
All black businesses, black banks, black stores, black owners, everything. Yep. And because they saw that as a threat, they decided to put a freeway through it.
Well, just like Black Wall Street. You know, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
That was a threat at one point in time. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm not making an indictment against all police officers.
Oh, absolutely not.
I believe that there are good police officers out here. There are good law enforcement. But, you know, the blue veil and the blue line has to come down.
Right.
You got to begin to call out those that are not good officers. And clearly, this gentleman who took Jamel Roberson's life was not a good officer.
And shout out to Chief Craig, who took that one officer's badge away, who was just getting into the academy, talking about something like, let's go out here and put the animals back in the zoo.
Back
or something
in the
like
zoo,
that.
Yeah, James Craig. We're going to give a shout out to James Craig because he gets it. But here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you something. You made a real valid point. You don't know what they're taught, the tactics, okay? I was in the military, and, you know, we had situations where I had to, you know, carry weapons and carry guns. We had situations that were training drills that they didn't tell us were training, okay? And we have real life situations. The things that are going through your mind at that time, and your adrenaline's racing, your heart is pumping, but you got to think for just a second that this is a living, breathing soul.
Absolutely.
That I am about to take up off of this earth if, you know, I pull this trigger. So all I'm saying is, to all the law enforcement officers out there, we are not a threat. We are not a nuisance. We are American citizens. Start treating us like that, please. Yeah. You know, stop being afraid of us and start talking to us. And I think that you will come to find out that we hold a lot of rich diversity, culture, things that we can bring to the table. Now, we know that there's that element out there, but there's that element on all sides, whether it's Hispanic, white, black. There is that element out there, but not everybody is a criminal. And you got to start looking at us, you know, a little bit different.
But, you know, I was watching CNBC just real quick, and this is something that was going to resonate with me for a minute. They had a graduating class. I can't remember what city, what state, but it was like 40, maybe even 50 young white males. Mm-hmm. And this is a high school graduation.
Oh, doing the Zig Heil.
And all of them was doing the Hitler salute.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies on CNBC was like, is this our future? Because these are future politicians. These are future doctors,
exactly.
Future lawyers, and future police officers, future military.
Future judges. Exactly. And that's why signing off right now, we're going to say love overcomes hate.
Absolutely.
Love overcomes fear. This is Real Men chopping it up.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop. We done. We out of here.
Thank you for joining us.
Wednesday, 8
p.m. We're going to have it right.
We're going to have a live Facebook feed up in studio. We'll get everything together. We want to give a shout out to everybody who joined us on tonight. We love you. And just give us that support that we need, and you're going to hear more from us. Have a beautiful, blessed evening. Take care.
And for everybody on my page, I'm sorry I got Sprint.
And for everybody that want to donate to the Big C getting better phone service, we love you too.
Send them dollars too.